listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. I am delighted to have Mary Ryan on Wellness Wednesday this week. You're welcome to the programme, Mary.
Thank you very much, Shirley, and thank you for asking me on. I'm delighted.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your background and what you do? Because I know that we're inviting you on today because we want to talk about a healthy mind and a healthy body working in conjunction with one another.
Okay. Well, first of all, obviously my name is Mary Ryan. You've just introduced me. But Mary's Healthy Lifestyle would be my business.
Yes.
And that incorporates a healthy mind and a healthy body. But basically, where I started off from would be trying to help people get to a healthy weight.
Perfect.
So I, in my former life, as I would say, was a civil servant. I decided to change career and retrain in nutrition and exercise and fitness because I would have had a baby in my 40s after having two babies in my 20s. So there was a massive gap.
And a massive difference between having a baby in your 20s and having one in your 40s.
Exactly. Yes. Physically and mentally.
Yes.
So I decided, right, this new baby needs this as healthy a mother and as fit a mother as the other two who were older at that point.
Yes.
There's 20 years, shock horror, between my second child and my third child. I can hear people gasping in amazement. But I found that I had put on an awful lot of weight. I was very unhealthy and I just decided to get an MOT, get everything checked out, and I decided to lose weight. So I wasn't happy. I love my food, absolutely love my food.
Yes.
Deprivation is not in my vocabulary. So I decided to start looking at options that didn't involve our counting or measuring or doing without and all that. So I decided to try something myself,
yes,
which worked. And people that I worked with had asked me for advice, and I said, look, I'm not actually happy to give advice to anybody until I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So at that point, I had a choice and I had a chance to take a career change. And so I jumped in with both feet, which was very scary at the time, I have to say. And I went back and retrained in nutrition, exercise and fitness because that is part of a holistic approach to it.
Sure.
And then I started up my own business and I've been doing that now for the past 6 years. So I would concentrate on getting people to eat healthy, which is my healthy eating with Mary. And
yes,
then on the exercise side of it, it's move it, lose it, tone it. But I would always say it's like a table. You need four solid legs on a table in order to keep it standing. If one of the legs is off kilter, you're constantly trying to fix it.
Sure.
The four legs would be eating healthy food. The second one would be getting aerobic exercise, not necessarily jumping and hopping around the pace, but getting yourself a little bit breathless, that you're getting your heart rate up, that you're getting exercise there with your heart and your lungs.
Yes.
The third leg of the table is the toning, because you don't want to look too thin. You want to look fit and healthy.
Sure.
And you want, as you're getting older, and I'm getting older, I want to be able to move, not like a door that's been left unopened for a while. It starts to creak and then eventually you try open it and won't open at all. And that's what happens to our joints and our muscles and that if we don't use them. So that's the third leg of the table. And the fourth one is your mental health.
Yes.
You have to have a positive mental attitude towards doing it. If you get up in the morning and you say, I'm not going to be able to do this, or I just can't lose weight, that takes over.
Of course.
You know? So it's those four legs of the table, each of them are equally important. And you know, anybody who knows anything about, you know, trying to eat healthy, it's 80% food, but it's 20% exercise.
Yes.
But you know, it's more than that. As I said, it's the positive outlook towards it as well. So that's basically where I'm coming from. So I have those tiny little bits of businesses that intertwine with each other. So I'm basically, in some houses, I'm the Wicked Witch of
yes,
Newcastle West. You probably hear around Newcastle West in the supermarkets when the wife says, can't have that, Mary Ryan said, we can't have that. There's a couple of expletives
yes,
from the husbands.
People are putting things back on shelves.
Exactly. So, and even children now have kind of known my name because there's no biscuits or sweets.
So you're the big bad boogie woman of eating.
But it's tough love. They know that I'm all in their corner, you know. So basically, that's where I'm coming from. It's really, I suppose, my thing is my, as I said in the beginning, my reason for trying to lose the weight was so I'd have a long and healthy life with my child, my younger child. And I can honestly say with my hand in my heart, the best moment of my life was recently in the summer. My daughter is married and has 5 children. My eldest grandchild is 15. And I beat her in a game of 1-on-1 basketball. And I said to her, I would never have been able to do that with your mother.
Yes.
I would have been a lot younger when her mother was
at that age, yes.
So it's just, it's, you know, it's not the weight that you lose, it's the life that you gain, the energy. And again, I keep reiterating, it isn't deprivation. It isn't, oh, I need to lose weight because I have a wedding. Oh, I need to lose weight because I'm going on my holidays. I'm not going to eat. And then I lose the weight. But it's very, very easy to lose weight. It is very, very difficult to keep it off.
But it's important to have the right reasons. As you say, there's no point saying that you're going to lose weight for a wedding. Like, you want to lose weight for a long-term reason.
Yes.
You want to lose weight to feel well in yourself and to feel better for yourself.
Exactly.
Like, rather than for an occasion.
Yes. You want to be... People are living longer now.
Yes.
You want to be able to get up, get dressed yourself, go out the door and walk in the domain when you're into your 90s.
That's it. You see, it's about quality of life.
Yes.
Not the length of it is great, but quality of life is essential.
It is.
And I suppose one of the interesting things that I find about what you've just said there is that you talk about how it's never too late to start. Like you changed career at a later point in your life.
Yes.
You know, changed your career completely.
Yes.
Completely out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
But it's important to remind people that it's okay to do that as well.
Yes, it is.
Like
it
if you're
is.
Not happy or if there's something that you would rather be doing, then you should try it out.
You can change it and you can always change it back again if it doesn't suit you.
Yeah,
it's
if there's
like
something that's
color.
Making you unhappy in your life, you can change it. You have the power to change things
you
in
can.
Your life.
But in regard to the mental health side of it, and like I suppose I'm not a professional, in the field of mental health, but I would bring it into your mood, you know. So, I mean, I have stopped kind of listening to bad news, you know. When I'm in the car, I will put on some kind of, I put my phone onto YouTube and I'll select some positive motivation kind of a thing.
Yes.
But I heard one day and it really struck a chord with me and it said, there's two sides to your brain. There's a supervisor on the left, a supervisor on the right, and the supervisor on the left is waiting for you to say, oh God, another day, I just am not going to get on well today. And he'll whistle at his workers and go, did you hear Mary? She said it's going to be a terrible day. She's not going to get on well today, so let's make that happen. Well, as on the other side, if the brain then, now obviously fictitious, this isn't medical, you wake up and you go, do you know what, I'm going to have a great day today. And the supervisor whistles, do you hear that? She said she's going to have a great day today, let's make that happen, you know. So I think if you can kind of, as is, get out of the bed on the right side, first of all, and on the right foot, and you just have to set your mood for the day. You know, the best way to be organised, I suppose, if you're getting up early, is to have your clothes laid out for the day, the previous night, to take the stress out of it. But I also think you actually have to pick your mood, and we do it without realising it.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, because I was talking to somebody recently. One of my things is Irish, and in Irish we talk about our feelings being on us, you know, whereas in English we say I am sad, and it's a very defeatist way of phrasing it.
It's very permanent,
whereas in Irish we say Tobron Urim, like sadness is on me, like a garment,
a
and it gives
expression.
Us a choice to take it off.
Or Ta'ahis Urim.
All of the feelings are on us.
Yes.
So that kind of suggests they are on us temporarily, but we have the choice to take them off.
Yes, and we do.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we don't realise that.
Yeah.
We don't realise that. And, you know, it's scary that one negative thought, you need nearly 5 positive thoughts to
displace
to get rid
it.
Of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You know, so I happened to be, earlier today, I was taking my dog for a walk and something came into my head about a member of my family that I was kind of worried about. And I thought, no, they're fine. Stop. It's a beautiful day. You have a lovely dog. I listed out 5 different things.
Yes.
But we don't realise that we have the power over our thoughts. We don't realise equally that we have the power over what we put into our bodies. It's our choices.
Yeah, we need to decide what to fuel ourselves with.
Exactly. And also, you know, anyone who knows me knows I kind of simplify things down a bit, as in the two sides of the brain and my yes. supervisors. I also have a supervisor down in the belly who's waiting okay. for the load to come down. And when it comes down, you know, you have your, everyone knows the food groups, you know, you have your carbohydrates that give you your energy. So yes. he'll tell his workers, right, she's had her carbohydrates, send them to her limbs because she needs to do a walk later. And equally with, okay, she needs her protein because she needs to build up her muscle, all the foods of the job. But then when the cakes and buns come down, just send them to her hip, butt, thigh, because they're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere.
You know, yes. so you just... If you kind of think, it's all, you know, when it's all tied up in what we think, and our thinking yes. is our mental health. People think that mental health is somebody who's psychiatrically unwell or
yeah,
suffering
yeah.
with depression.
When you talk about mental health, people automatically assume that it's negative mental health. But we focus on mental well-being on
yes.
this program. You know, like the fact that mental health is a spectrum.
Yes, it is, most definitely. Yeah. But the key thing is, I think you have to kind of give yourself permission to have a bad day or a bad hour.
Oh, everybody has them. Yeah, of course.
I would say to my husband, I'm actually not feeling the best at the moment. I'm going to go in and have a walk. And he okay. would say, go in and have a chat with yourself and come back when you have it sorted out.
Yes.
And that's what I do. But if I was the type of person who was afraid to say that to my husband or be maybe...
Afraid to admit that you're having a bad day.
Something wrong with me,
yes.
you know? But I'm getting on in age now, and I've just come to the conclusion, look, I just have to look after myself.
But it's important. It's very important to know yourself, isn't it?
And
know
also,
your moods.
You have, like, as I said, and I said, God, she's going to mention her young child again, but he's 14. My older ones are, what are they, 34 and 37. But it's important that they realise that mammy's having a bad day.
Yes.
Do you know that you don't try and cover it up?
No. They realise anyone can have a bad day.
Yeah, you know. So, I mean, my son is fully versed now in the symptoms of the menopause and the mental mood swings
yes.
and the whole shebang. Because I feel that, you know, they need to know about these things so
yes.
that they can help whoever they come across with them then.
Yeah, it's not a surprise to meet somebody else in different parts of their life who is having a
this
bad day.
This is it. You
yeah,
know.
Or to recognise when they're having one themselves.
Exactly.
So what do you do when you're having a bad day? What fixes Mary?
What's bothering you now?
Yes.
And is it actually a thing, or is it
something that you have fabricated? Is
exactly.
it a nonsense anxiety
yes.
which sometimes
yes.
bothers all of us?
Yes.
Particularly
and
nowadays with you know, we've come out of a pandemic into a war, into a recession, into
yeah.
you know, there's a thousand things you could be worrying about, but it's not going to help. Worrying
yes.
about those is not going to help.
And when you think about them too much, you magnify them. I tend to overthink things.
Yes.
So I would make an appointment for once a month, and I will go and talk to somebody. I have no problems in admitting that.
Yes.
Because if I had a broken leg or I had rheumatoid arthritis, I would be getting checked
yeah.
up. So I will go once a month. I'll make my appointment religiously, and I can offload. And the person that I will go to comes back then and gives me a bit of a reality check on it. That none of my family, they'd probably be afraid.
Yes.
to come back at me, you know.
Yes.
So that's what I do. And I suppose years ago I would never have considered that. But now I've realised, look, I'm a very important person in my own life, really. I'm the only
yeah.
person that can look after myself. And as time has gone on, I have noticed that mental health kicks in a lot. You have to mind your mental health and try and keep it at an even keel.
Yeah, our motto on this program is be kind to your mind.
Yes.
And you have to.
That's excellent. But it's very easy to slip away from that.
Oh, it is. Or it's very easy to forget to be kind to yourself. You know, like you would be a lot kinder to other people than you would be to yourself sometimes.
Yes.
You can be very self-critical.
Yes. And, you know, as you're saying those things to me, I have a recollection of saying those things to my clients as well. Because one of the things I would say to them is, if you're, you know, for example, I would say, right, OK, this is what we're going to do now. You need to get out for a walk.
Yes.
OK, you need to do this. You need to do that. Whatever I would be talking to them about. And then they'd say, but I haven't really time, you know. And I'd say, look, if your best friend came to you and said, I need to do this, but I don't think I'll remember or I haven't time. You would be the first person
to knock on her door and to help them. Yeah,
I'll go with you. We'll do this. So I said, why can't you do it for yourself?
Yeah, why can't you be your own best friend?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes you actually need to have a chat with yourself. I am constantly having chats with myself, telling myself to cop on.
And do you listen to yourself?
Oh, yes. Maybe 50% of the time. Yes. I might have to repeat myself again then. But no, it's all, I'll reiterate, you know, if you had seen me, how long am I lost 4 stone, how long has it gone now? Dara is 13 years ago now,
yes.
I lost 4 stone, and I've never put it back on, and I have never felt as well in myself, have so much energy.
Yes.
Mentally, I've never felt as well, because a lot of the foods, that the unhealthy foods you eat, they actually can affect you by draining you. Processed foods, especially.
Oh, sure. Or sugar. You know? Like, you can have huge sugar highs and then
you can
crashes.
Have a sugar high, yeah. And, you know, you'll get a great buzz out of it, and then you'll have that crash.
You'll have that crash. And
yeah. And, you know, the thing that I would, just in relation to sugar and that as well, the thing I would talk to people the most about is this, the circumference of their waist.
Yes.
Right? People like to be weighed, okay? They have this hang up about being weighed. So I do weigh them, but I prefer to see inches coming off them
than weight, because muscle tone has weight.
Because I would actually weigh, even though I'm a little bit heavier on the scale now, because the toning had to be introduced later, because I had started to look too thin, and that's why I incorporate the toning into my healthy eating as well now. But it's the waist measurement, and people don't realise that there's a certain, your waist is actually supposed to be half your height in inches.
Right.
So we just take 5 foot
as an example,
figure, 60 inches. So if you're 5 foot, your waist shouldn't be any more than
30 inches. Okay.
Now, where you measure your waist is an inch above your belly button. So I'd be laughing when men come to me and I'll say to them, so what's your waist? And they'll say, oh, I'm 36, 38. But that's actually the tag on their trousers that sits on their hip bone.
Yes.
And
yes.
Hanging over that hip bone is a 7 month pregnant belly.
Yes.
So
yes.
I actually have to measure that, because so that's their waist. And they nearly keel over with
you. Yeah, you're like, that's not your waist.
Exactly. So I was doing a bit of research on visceral fat, you know, which is the dangerous one. I was talking to a medical professional, and they were saying to me, I know when they walk in the door if there's visceral fat there by the circumference of their waist.
Yes.
And they'll say to the person, do you know that actually you have the start of cirrhosis of the liver? And that person would say, I never had a drink in my life. I'm a teetotaler. It's not the sugar. It's not the alcohol. It's the sugar in the alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
So even if you're not a drinker and you're having 2 or 3 cans of Coke a day, that will...
significant damage.
And then,
yeah.
Unfortunately, the misfortune, when his death notice is called out and they hear that he had cirrhosis of the liver, they're going to think, oh my God, he was a secret alcoholic.
And everyone's like scandalised. I suppose, Mary, we're kind of drawing to the end of our chat today, even though it has absolutely flown. Is there, if you could give people just one tip for, I suppose, being more positive and more proactive within their lives, what would it be?
I would say that it has to happen first thing in the morning, the minute you wake up.
Yes.
The minute you open your eyes. Thank God you opened your eyes.
Yes.
A lot of people didn't on that day, or, you know. So I would think you have to be thankful for what you have.
Yes.
And you have to make it your business to try and get out in the air, get a bit of a walk in. And if you can do it, on the funny side, if you can do it early in the morning before your brain wakes up and realises what you're doing, you have it done.
You have it done
but
for the day.
But on the other side of it, if you don't get it in early, it's hanging over you all day long. And it's a chore.
That's
and then
it.
You'll go to bed and you'll be raging with yourself because you didn't get it done.
Yes.
So I think that's my piece of advice. The minute you open your eyes, be grateful that you're actually able to get out of the bed, and that will put you in a positive mood. And set your mood the same way as you put your clothes on, as you say.
Put your feelings on. Yeah,
exactly.
And
make
if
sure
you don't
all
like them,
more than brown.
Take them off.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that we can take them off.
Yeah, exactly. It's
you know,
not
they're not permanent.
Yes.
Yeah. Mary, you must come back on.
Oh, I would be delighted. I really enjoyed it, because once I start, I can't stop. So
now we always ask people to pick a toe tapping tune, a sing along song, or a positive piece of music. What have you got for us?
Well, my one is "I Will Survive" by Gloria Gaynor. So get up and start shaking your booty to it.
so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong and I learned.
Listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. Until next time, take care and be kind to your mind.